You're listening to the Who Cares News for Friday, February 14th, 2020. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Good morning and happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you. All of our listeners are wishing you a happy Valentine's Day. I don't know so much about me, but they wanted me to make sure I, you know, relayed the message to you. So have a happy Valentine's Day. Any big plans that you know of, or are you going to be surprised?
I'll be surprised.
You'll be surprised?
But, you know, it's always so busy and chaotic out there. We usually opt to just stay in.
This is a good weekend for that. Because if you wanted to go out for Valentine's Day, it's a whole weekend.
It's a whole weekend.
And it's a three-day weekend, mm-hmm. So you could possibly go out Saturday or Sunday or even Monday. Who knows? And still,
sometimes we do the day after.
Do you ever do the senior special at Denny's for Valentine's Day?
I don't see anything wrong with that.
Couples who fell in love at first sight. We're talking about celebrity couples. Michael Douglas and Catherine Zeta-Jones. I can say that. I fell in love with Catherine Zeta-Jones when I first saw her, too. Anyway, he said, I looked at her and said, Catherine, I'm going to be the father of your children. Apparently, that worked. Emily Blunt and John Krasinski.
Okay.
They were having lunch with a friend when John walked in the restaurant, and she says, and that was it. We were engaged within 10 months, but I think we probably knew before that.
Wow.
How sweet. Ellen and Portia.
Okay.
They met backstage at the big 04 awards for VH1. And Portia says, quote, Ellen took my breath away. My knees were weak.
It wasn't her bank account.
It might have been. George and Amal Clooney.
Really?
George says, quote, I knew when I met her that she was super extraordinary. I wondered if I would ever get a chance to date her. We were friends for a while. And luckily, she said yes, George. She said yes because you're George effing Clooney. That's why, okay?
Well, I got to tell you, right. Amal is a superstar in her own.
You know what?
Right.
Yeah, and he did marry up. We didn't know that at the time.
He married up. Mm-hmm.
And he's lucky to have her. Doggone it, he's lucky to have her. All right, there you go. Celebrity couples who say they fell in love at first sight on this Valentine's Day.
Well, you know, he was never planning on getting married either.
Oh, yeah,
like
no,
Leonardo
he was going to be
DiCaprio.
He was going to be bachelor number one forever.
Yep. So there now it's Leo.
I think it's going to be Leo for a while. I don't think Leo's in any hurry to get married. All right, it is time for the Who Cares News on this Friday morning. What's happening?
Well, evidently Justin Bieber and James Corden are quite close, like brothers.
I didn't know that, but okay. I used to think highly of James Corden, but
well, Justin Bieber's taking over the Late Late Show with James
Corden
next week.
Oh boy.
The Biebs, whose new album Changes is
out
today.
Of course, which is why he's going to be on next week.
Of course. He'll appear in sketches during every new episode of the talk show, returning Tuesday, February 18th.
Yeah, because they're not on Monday. Monday's a holiday.
No, and ending Thursday the 20th.
Which would have been great, because if it was taped on Monday, we could have gone on Monday because we have the day off. Uh-huh. And I want to go see a James Corden taping, but I don't want to go if Justin Bieber's going to be on. I just don't.
Well, he'll be doing skits.
Oh, joy. Remind me not to DVR Corden next week.
And they will also show the now infamous carpool karaoke
of course.
That broke the internet earlier this month.
Yes, of course.
In which Twitter busted James Corden for not driving the car.
James doesn't drive the car.
What? We're also hearing that Justin will share a ride with James on Tuesday night.
That's it. That's the
and
one.
And on Wednesday, he'll participate in Tautology.
Oh, boy.
And on Thursday, he'll play Spill Your Guts or Fill Your Guts.
He won't eat any of that crap.
And James also promises there will be some surprises.
Surprises. What was it? Where was he at that I saw him on camera? Oh, it was the Oscars. And he also presented on the Oscars in Cats.
Yes.
Which, again, was like, why? Why? Hey, James, stick to not driving the car, okay? Stick to not driving.
Well, on this week's edition of it's Jennifer Lopez's world, and we're just living in it. The J-Lo.
We're
going to start calling her that. The J-Lo.
The J-Lo.
She's announced she's entering the fashion industry beginning with the launch of a footwear line.
Oh, great. Yeah. J-Lo shoes.
Well, she's teamed up with the Camuto Group to launch J-Lo Jennifer Lopez.
J-Lo Jennifer Lopez.
Kind of like simply Vera Wang.
Or like Just Jack. Remember that from Will and Grace? Just Jack 2000.
Anyway, so in the J-Lo's world, it's a line of footwear and handbags, which would be sold exclusively at DSW stores.
Oh, fine store.
And online at DSW.com.
You know, she's going after the high-end market by going to DSW. Is she not? Although
she's going, which I got to applaud her a little bit.
Yeah.
She's not going the Goop route.
But you know what? Shoes are just stupid expensive anyway. You would think they were made by little cobblers in Germany by hand with little cobble hammers.
You'd think so.
You'd think, as expensive as they are. I mean, a pair of sneakers made in a sweatshop in Sri Lanka, selling for $140, $200, whatever, just because they got a brand name
on
them, is like, are you kidding me?
Don't you remember back in the day when Converse, you just go pick up a pair of Converse
for like $12,
like a pair of Levi's.
A JCPenney. Where's that JCPenney? That's something that historians will look back on in a few years, not that many ago. Like JCPenney. What?
Oh goodness. So Jen says, quote. Since the beginning of my career, I've wanted to do it all. Music, movies, and fashion.
Well, shoes, anyway.
So this collection represents three cities that have become such an important part of who I am.
She being Jenny from the block.
New York, Los Angeles, and Miami.
Ay, ay, ay. Los Angeles, not Malibu. Because she's building a fixer in Malibu, her and Alex... With Chip and Joanna.
Haynes.
Yeah, we'll see it on TV probably this fall. It's probably going to be held for sweeps. Their reno will be for the sweeps period.
Maybe it'll be for their premiere of their new network.
It might be for the premiere, but it might also be held for the coveted November sweeps period.
I don't think it's going to matter when sweeps are when they premiere.
What are they going to call it? Magnolia, right? Magnolia Channel.
I think so.
It's kind of like we call everything we do here Boss. I like Boss better than Magnolia.
And we know that everything they do is Magnolia.
But I would really like to have their bank account. You know, he's got a good bank account.
I don't know. Halle Berry, maybe?
Halle Berry has a good bank account.
Well, when Halle Berry comes to help train me.
She needs to come. We need to have her on the show.
I can't pay her.
Yeah, we need it. You know what we need around here?
I'll pay her off in heart. It will make her feel good. To let me be her project.
Okay. All right. There you go. All right. Look, we're off on Monday. We're taking the federal holiday. Banks are closed. We're closed. But Roger will be here filling in for us.
I find that
and playing the Boss hits on Monday morning. So please do tune in, especially if you live in a country where Monday's not a holiday. You know what? I've gotten so uppity that I got to take every holiday off. I'm feeling like Johnny Carson.
You are uppity.
Without the bank account. Have a great weekend.
Happy
Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day to you.
Enjoy yourself.
And that's all the news you could care less about for this week.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.